section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
And welcome to Off the Mark. We are the only podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, and I'm joined by Aaron. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. Sean Merriman doesn't like CM Punk. So what's the story behind this, Aaron?
Sean Merriman is friends with Chris Brown. And CM Punk went on that little tirade where he was attacking Chris Brown. And Sean Merriman called CM Punk a punk and used some other choice words for him, insinuated that he was gay. And it was really funny. CM Punk came back and talked about how Sean Merriman, he tried to get with Gail Kim and yes. He struck out, which I thought was pretty funny.
And also he said that she tried to avoid him the entire night at some club that they're at, which I thought was actually pretty funny because it's basically saying that he was kind of creepy, and I find that just hilarious for some reason, you know, Sean Merriman. And I didn't realize that he was friends with Chris Brown, but that kind of makes more sense now why he was so upset.
Yeah, you know, I don't know everything about him. I know that he also is a woman beater himself, so maybe he took he got mad about that, because I don't know if you know this, and our listeners may not either, but TV star Tila Tequila was his girlfriend, and back in I think it was 09, I want to say, they had a he was charged with battery and false imprisonment. Basically they were saying that, like, he attacked her. He, like, was choking her and stuff like that. It was pretty, pretty brutal. And it's funny, you don't hear about that as much. And I think the reason why is because Chris Brown, he attacked Rihanna. And Rihanna is a pretty large name in the music industry. While it may not be the music I listen to, I know who Rihanna is. And Chris Brown will always be tied to that. Doesn't matter. He will always be tied to that. Sean Merriman, on the other hand, as you know, the expression that you gave me, you forgot, because Tila Tequila is, you know, she's, I hate to say, but she's kind of a nobody. So,
well, she was my friend on MySpace though for the longest time.
I know. I unfriended her because she sucks. So, but I think that's why he's taken a, he's a little upset about CM Punk attacking Chris Brown, because he also had attacked a woman too, and you know, he's friends with Chris Brown, so
yeah, it makes all sense. And plus, you know, he has a light switch because he likes to go lights out, you know.
He hasn't gone lights out in a couple seasons. Anyway, let's move on to Shannon Moore, Andy.
He is taking a break. He's going to focus on opening up another tattoo parlor, which is I think a good thing for him. He enjoys the tattoo business, and it seems that they're doing pretty well because he's happy. He's opening a second one, so that should be a good sign. And I'm happy for the fact that he's doing this. I think, you know, it's a good time for him to take a break. He can focus on his business that he's going to be basically retiring from at some point. And I think it's a good time for him to do this.
I think that this is something that most wrestlers should do every, you know, couple of years. Like, take maybe like a 2-month break just to kind of get, you know, heal some old wounds, and also, you know, take some time for yourself, because I can understand how wrestling can burn you out, especially, you know, if you work in the WWE. TNA is a little bit different. I mean, you know, he would have to travel down to Florida for, you know, 2 straight dates in a row, and then he gets to travel back to, I think he's, what, North Carolina, if I'm correct?
Yeah, I was told that it's like a 16-hour drive.
Oh.
And it doesn't seem, you don't think about it, but, you know, North Carolina, you know, you have to go, what, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, then Florida.
Yeah,
I was reading this book, and he said that when he drove from Miami, well, at least from Miami to wherever Duke is, he said it's like a 16-hour ride. So it might be a little, it'll be around there. But course they fly him down, but still, that can suck after.
I think that it's smart of him to do. I'm happy that he is doing this, and I'm actually looking forward to having him come back because he'll be fresh and he'll have a nice clean run. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, Andy, let's move on to the big news of the week.
The big news of the week is that Hulk Hogan has a sex tape.
And it's not with his current wife or his ex-wife.
Yes. And the thing is, I don't know when it's from, though. I just saw that. I was listening to Howard Stern this morning, and he was talking about it. I was like, oh, this is probably from the other day. And then I didn't realize that it was from today that's what happened. So I find this a little funny, actually, but.
You know, it's one of those things where sometimes celebrities will do this to get press. So, for example, Paris Hilton's sex tape that went out, it kind of came out and she didn't want it to come out, it made her brand much more important. Kim Kardashian, you never heard of her until you found out she had a sex tape. You know, let's face it, you never did. And even still, you don't care about her. A lot of celebrities will do things like this. So I'm wondering if Hogan has something coming out or if he's trying to brand or, you know, the others, it could just be a happy coincidence.
You know, that could be. And I guess how I'm looking at it is the fact that he has one and that he's saying it's from when he left his wife to in between when he met his current wife. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
I just find it funny because I heard what Stern said something. He goes, I just want to see it. He's like, I don't know why. I just want to see it. He's like, I guess the footage shows like him in a thong. And I guess when he takes it off, you just see a bear butt on it.
Yeah. You know, I think it's one of those things where I don't want to see it, but I probably will anyway.
It's the China tape. It's like you don't want to watch it.
I think that the China tape was more homoerotic than the whatever the Hogan one will be.
I took a shower afterwards.
Yeah, I felt really dirty. I burned my clothes. I'm. It's one of those things where, you know, let's talk about this positively. This could possibly help TNA out. Because TMZ's going to be talking about it. Hogan is a performer for TNA Wrestling. And then TNA will get some exposure. I actually could see TNA's ratings going up by like a 0.1. You know, I really could.
They're like, I'm not hey, joking. What's this TNA? Is it the TNA that I'm thinking of?
No, it's actually Total Nonstop Action.
Aww.
So let's move on to Raw, Andy. So Shawn Michaels is going to be the referee in the Triple H Undertaker match.
You know,
what do you think about this?
You know what? One thing we didn't even bring up, and I just realized this. What about Karma? We didn't talk about what happened to Karma.
Yeah, you know, it's a tragic story.
It's a tragic story. And
I don't really want to bring the house down, you know?
Okay. But if you want to read it, check out WWE.com, and also TMZ has a thing on it.
We can just, you know, her baby was stillborn, which is really unfortunate. And so, you know, it sucks to, you know, go through 9 months of pregnancy and then not have the child. And especially, you know, she took all that time off and everything. So, you know, definitely like I feel for her and I'm really sorry that had to happen because that's something that no one wants to go through.
Right. And I guess when she came back for Royal Rumble, that was kind of a big step too, because she came back, she got over right away. You could tell that's what she wants. That's what her goal is, to go back to the ring. So, you know, our thoughts are out for her. Anyway. So you were talking about the Shawn is going to be refereeing the Triple H Undertaker match. Don't care. Why do you need a ref in Hell in the Cell, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't. I guess you do need a ref, okay? But seriously, Shawn Michaels. I'd rather see Mick Foley in that match, just so I can see him take a huge bump.
Yeah.
But the thing is, how are they going to actually get the cage?
I don't know. I mean, that's something that we will find out. I got to say this much. First of all, Shawn Michaels and Triple H opened up Raw. They were the first 15 minutes of Raw, okay? So when you break that down, Raw is an hour 35-ish without commercials. They took up They took up about an eighth of that, okay? So this one feud took up one eighth. One out of eight segments was taken up by this feud, okay? And I cannot stress that enough. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that this was unnecessary. If you feel that this match is going to sell the pay-per-view or help sell the pay-per-view, then you don't need to advertise it this much. You need to advertise about 5 minutes of it, and that's all you need to do. Show some vignettes, you know, show Triple H, show Undertaker for 5 minutes, and that's all you got to do. If it's going to sell like they think it's going to. Here's the issue. They have such an ego. Triple H does, and I believe Shawn Michaels does too. I really do believe that he has an ego. Even though he's reformed and whatnot, I still believe he has an ego. So they need to go and they need to take the spotlight away from younger wrestlers. They talk about how they don't have stars anymore. Well, here's the reason why. Because you have old fogies who are in their 40s taking up valuable TV time. You could focus this more on Daniel Bryan, who you're trying to build up as this big superstar, or CM Punk, who you're trying to build up as a big superstar. That's my issue with this segment. So I'm going to get off my soapbox here. So, Andy, what was your thoughts about this?
I skip forward. I'm not going to lie. Anything that was said, because I can probably tell you what was said. I'm going to call this match down the line. Do you know what you're getting into? This is Hell in the Cell. So I'm just going to let you know that I will call it down the middle, exactly how it's supposed to. End of story. And the thing is, that's all you needed. The thing is, I really hope that CM Punk and Chris Jericho steal it. I hope they're the first match. So then everyone has to look, has to follow them, and they have to put a better match on again, you know, from what they did. And that would be the funniest thing, because then you're going to have Taker and Triple H, which is going to be a horrible match, and Shawn Michaels calling it, quote unquote, down the line, and they're going to get 30 minutes, and you're going to wish it was over with within five. And then it'll take 5 minutes for Taker to get to the ring.
Oh, yeah.
And another 10 minutes to get him to the back, and Triple H is going to win, and he's going to break the streak. And it'll be pointless because why? You know, why? It's so stupid. Yeah. Anyways, so I could care less about this, but the one thing that I couldn't believe was Santino is now your new United States champion. I'm happy for him on this. He deserved it.
He's majorly over, and Jack Swagger was not over at all. And I know they gave him the title away from Zack Ryder, who has not been on TV in like 3 weeks now. So he actually may miss WrestleMania. I hope he doesn't. I really hope that he doesn't. I hope they bring him back just for WrestleMania. However, though, I do believe that this was smart to do. I think that if you put Jack Swagger in a feud with Santino, like a real feud, not just like these mini feuds they've been doing, have him in a real feud, and I bet you could actually help elevate Jack Swagger. You could use Santino and his momentum that he has been on like the past 2-3 months, and you can help elevate Jack Swagger to that level, because Swagger right now, he's on fumes, man. Mm-hmm. He's hurt. He really is.
I think it's because they took the pyro away that he used to have. That's what the problem is. But I'm happy for Santino. You could tell that he deserved it. I mean, he's one of those guys. He's out every time he does what he's supposed to do. The crowd loves him. They always, and the thing is, I think he's one of those guys they've always liked. Same thing with Zack Ryder's different, but people always liked him. They just never used him properly. They just kind of had him get squashed. So, but I've been really happy with that, and I just can't wait until he wrestles again. Anyways, so Chris Jericho gets a win over CM Punk.
Yeah.
So
it was in a tag match. It was the I'll talk about the match in just a little bit, but Jericho and Sheamus teamed up, or I'm sorry, Jericho and Bryan teamed up against Sheamus and Punk. I don't understand why they had this match, and here's why I don't understand it. You want me to pay to see Punk Jericho. You want me to pay to see Sheamus Daniel Bryan. Here's the thing. 4 weeks before WrestleMania, you're putting them in a tag match together. And on top of it, it's not like Punk wrestled Daniel Bryan most of the time and then vice versa. Punk was actually wrestling Jericho. Daniel Bryan was wrestling Sheamus. You want me to pay so that way I can see these two in the ring together and have a classic match. And they didn't do that. They didn't do that. I'm actually a little disappointed that they even bother doing this. If it was a six-man tag, you know, three-on-three, I think that would have worked better. I think you could have thrown Cody Rhodes and Big Show into the mix. I think that would have been a smarter move. But obviously they didn't go that route. So I don't know. And Jericho got a clean win over Punk too. So I'm disappointed in this. And actually, you know, something that we should talk about too, speaking of Big Show, he beat The Miz in like 10 seconds.
And The Miz took the WMD really nice. He punched him and did a flip. I thought that was pretty hilarious. But why is The Miz getting buried? Or is it just that the Big Show had to pick someone out and that was it?
Well, I don't understand why they did this, because I understand that The Miz really ruffled some feathers a little while back. But you're burying somebody who was the main eventer at WrestleMania last year. You are burying him right now. You really are. So I'm actually a little disappointed. I'm not a huge Miz fan, and I don't think that he should have main evented WrestleMania. I don't at all. But if you have somebody that you have pushed that far, you don't bury him like this. That you just don't. That's just – it's a dumb thing to do, in my opinion.
And you know, really what, you know what I thought was dumb also? The Rock Cena promos. I was getting bored with them. I got so bored, I started fast-forwarding because I didn't care. And I was like, it's not like The Rock's going to show up, but of course he shows up when I say that. And I thought it was funny that Cena wrote stuff on his arm, by the way, which I thought was really hilarious. And he had like an at symbol or something like that. He had a bunch of symbols on his arm, which I thought was really funny.
It was really funny. And Cena's promos have gotten a lot better. I think that he is kind of going back to his roots. And that actually is making the feud more worthwhile. I think that some really good things could come from this. There's one major problem, though. You haven't had Cena wrestle anyone, and you haven't had Rock wrestle anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. You don't put these two in even in a tag match or a triple or a three-way – or I'm sorry, a six-man tag. You don't do any of that. These two should not have their hands on each other until WrestleMania. With that said, you could do a match where you have, let's say, I don't know, R-Truth take on The Rock. Mm-hmm. Okay, have R-Truth take on The Rock because they have the tag match, of course, it's Survivor Series. Or have The Miz. You know, if you really want to bury The Miz, have Miz take on The Rock. Have him in a quick 3-minute match. Let The Rock get a big win over him.
A people's elbow.
Yeah, and then have Cena wrestle somebody else and have Rock out there watching, you know, and critiquing him and, you know, doing commentary. Do something like that. Why aren't they doing this? And if they do it next week, great, I'm happy. But they need to do it soon because I'm getting bored if it's just going to be promo.
They're going to have to do it. They're going to have to do it by next week. They're going to have some type of match. Maybe he's only in there for a couple seconds, but they're going to have to do something because – you know, think about Ring Rust. I mean,
yeah, you know what I mean? You don't have to have a flashy match against The Miz. You're not going to have a flashy match. But then again, maybe they don't trust Miz. You know,
that's true. So that is true.
So you put him in there with somebody else. You know, put him in there with Cody Rhodes. You know, or Dolph Ziggler or Jack Swagger. You know, have Santino and Rock team up. I mean,
there you go.
There's so many things you could do that would be smart, but you have to have him wrestle. So
yeah.
Let's move on, though, Andy, to SmackDown. So Johnny Ace was the general manager of SmackDown while Teddy Long was the general manager of Raw. And he actually had a match where Drew McIntyre beat Hornswoggle to get reinstated. Are you happy to see Drew McIntyre back in?
I'm just hoping that the rumor is true that he's going to do like the Playboy type gimmick. Mm-hmm. That would be fine with me. Have him go away for, you know, 2 weeks. And then have him come back as, like, you know, a pimp or whatever, or just a playboy that gets all these attractive women. That's fine with me. But I think they need to hurry up and do this now, because I could care less about Drew McIntyre being Hornswoggle. Big deal.
Yeah. They really need to repackage him. So
yes, they do. So what happened with the whole so Teddy Long and Johnny Ace have what type of match, Aaron?
They had a match because Johnny Ace scheduled Teddy Long's assistant Oksana to take on Kane. And Teddy Long said, well, how about we have a match, and if I win, you know, then she doesn't have to face Kane. So they went ahead and did that. Obviously he won. So that match did not happen.
Darn it.
This is This is adding more fuel to the fire. Like I said, at WrestleMania, there's going to be like a 3-on-3 or 4-on-4 elimination match, something like that, mm-hmm. where the winner gets both Raw and SmackDown.
Which would be very interesting to see how that works out. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so Ted DiBiase, it's just sad. He breaks his ankle. He had mm-hmm. a broken arm, now or broken wrist, I'm sorry, and now he has a broken ankle. So he's going to miss WrestleMania.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. I mean, you're talking 4 weeks at best to get back. Yeah. That's sorry. It just sucks. And the, you know, DiBiase posse, you know, was in full effect. And he was doing a great job with that. But now it's sad, dude.
He was doing good. I really wish they would have put him in a good feud. I think him and Swagger could probably have a decent feud, you know, maybe help get both of them over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would have been interesting to see. This is unfortunate, but this is the risk you take as a wrestler.
It just sucks. You know, there's two negative things that happened. So, but something positive that did happen is the Sheamus and Daniel Bryan. They're actually building the match up, I think, actually properly. I mean, it's a slow build, but they've done a good job of it so far. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, they had a 3-on-3, a 6-man tag match on SmackDown, which is what they should have done on Raw, not to beat a dead horse. However, though, I do think that they're actually giving it some love now. I felt as though they weren't doing it the past couple of weeks. I really think that they need to just focus on the fact that Sheamus is the Royal Rumble winner. And I feel like they did this with Alberto Del Rio last year. They just didn't focus on. They're like, oh, yeah, he won the Rumble. Let's move on from that, though. Let's focus instead on The Miz taking on John Cena. You know, it's just it got boring. And that part was boring. This, though, they're doing it a lot better. I know that this match is going to open WrestleMania. And and that's a bold prediction I'm making. So, but let's move on to our sponsor, Andy.
Is, of course, HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster and you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, and one-click script installs with the free site builder and easy control panel. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you'll save 25% off their web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com. Take a bite of your web hosting cost. Don't forget also, go to the Section86.com Off the Mark section. And they have a great deal. If you use the coupon code or if you click on that banner, if you spend $70 or more, you'll save $10. And if you spend $100, they'll give you a nice little bonus as well. Go to section86.com and then just click on the Off the Mark category and then click at the banner at the top. So let's get into Impact Wrestling. So what do you think about the Eric Young and ODB thing that's going on? You think this is cool?
The little angle they got going on. You know, we talked about it before. They're really pushing this forward. It's kind of their comedy angle they have going on, and I like it. I'm digging it. I really feel as though this is something that I'm getting some good laughs from, but it's actually decent wrestling. And Eric Young has tremendous charisma. And ODB, I think, has some pretty good charisma, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really digging it quite a bit. And, you know, they won the women's tag titles and they're getting married and, you know, they're doing all these different things with them. And I'm actually enjoying it. So I don't know if this is left over from the Vince Russo era, but if not, then the person writing this, I think, is doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it, too. And I like, the little vignettes they have, and I got to, you know, a kick out of that. So anyway, Matt Morgan and Crimson are the new number one contenders for the tag titles. But
yes, they
are. Is there some tension between the two?
Of course there is. Of course there is. Do you think that this is smart to do, though? They just wrestled their, you know, they get the rematch clause.
Of course.
And then they wrestled for that. But now they're the number one contenders again. So apparently they're going to wrestle at the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I don't like Crimson. I could care less about him.
Yeah.
Every time he comes on, I'm like, oh, geez, it's Crimson. I'm like, come on, Matt Morgan, just slap him. Just slap him once. It's all I'm asking. Just slap him across the face. But
I think that if we happen to be there when they're taping, when mm-hmm. when we go on a trip to Florida, I would love to bring a sign on there that just says Crimson sucks. and like with that tone of voice, Crimson just sucks.
And you got to be wearing all the emo stuff. We got to get eyeliner. Go out there.
Guyliner.
My bad.
So, Andy, Mr. Anderson
Kennedy?
Makes his triumphant return.
Mr. Anderson. For some reason, I can just picture him doing that. So he makes his return, and what happens?
So he comes out there with, to help AJ Styles in his battle against Christopher Daniels and Kaz. And I like this. I am glad to see Mr. Anderson back. I like him a lot. I've always been a big fan of his, and I think that he is a tremendous talent. And you want to talk about charisma? This man oozes it. He is one of the definitions of charisma.
Okay.
Yes, I said he oozes it.
He oozes it, and he's the definition.
I love Mr. Anderson. I think that he's really great. He's really great at what he does. So I'm glad to see him back, and I can't wait to see what feud they're going to put him into. Obviously, right now they're going to have him help AJ Styles out, but you never know where he's going to be next. He might take on Bobby Roode, which would be, I think, probably the best thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Or he could maybe help elevate Kaz or Christopher Daniels.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I think that'll be a great thing. I'm almost wondering, is he going to be a face now or is he going to be a heel? That's the one thing I haven't been able to figure out.
Well, he sided with AJ, so obviously he's a face.
But is he just siding for now? That's what I'm getting at. So he may come back as
TNA writing is better. TNA writing is better now, Andy.
Well, because I was wondering if he was going to turn heel and Kaz was going to turn face. And then, like, you know, at the third taping they have, he'd be back to a heel.
They flip-flop.
Oh, yeah. So, Aaron, you have something that you want to talk about for our weekly topic, and what is that?
The top five stunts by Vince McMahon to get ratings. Are you ready for this, Andy?
I'm ready.
Number five, he killed himself.
Which time?
the time when right afterwards Chris Benoit actually killed himself, and so he had to say, by the way, this was just a stunt. I didn't really kill myself. That is the number five stunt, that top five stunt that he's done. Number four, he did the Celebrity Raw, where he had different celebrities on there constantly to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number three, Donald Trump. Donald Trump buys Raw. Donald Trump has a match at WrestleMania.
Yep.
That's my number three.
All right.
Number two, Kevin Federline beats John Cena.
Oh,
do you remember this?
I remember this.
It was one of those things where you try to block it out because it's, you know, pretty stupid.
I forgot about it, dude. K-Fed. Oh, man. Yeah,
K-Fed beats Cena. That's my number two.
Okay, what's number one?
You know what the top stunt was that Vince did to try to get ratings?
What's that?
The $1 million giveaway.
Ah, I thought you were going to forget about that, actually. Yes.
You remember that? Did you sign up for it at all?
Yeah. I think we actually talked about it on one of our other shows at one point.
Yes, we did. That's how I remembered it.
Yep. And the fact that everyone teased me because I was like, oh, man, it's an HD now. And then Doug gave me much crap about that.
Yes.
But yeah, I remember the $1 million giveaway. And the thing is, like, they gave it to people. And like some of the people were just like the biggest rednecks ever. They got it. But it did bring some ratings. Not a lot, but some. But whatever.
Nope. Not at all. You know, it's funny because one of the things that if they really want ratings, I've always said, you build up these young stars who are going to be there for a while. I mean, they did it with John Cena. John Cena is going to be around for a good 10 years. Mm-hmm. So John Cena is their big moneymaker. You can help build other people around that. And you don't need to do these types of things. The K-Fed beating Cena was so dumb. It was so dumb. Putting Donald Trump in there, I said on the show multiple times, I didn't like the Celebrity Raws. I did not like them. I was not a fan of them. And, you know, the $1 million giveaway, well, who watches Raw? For the most part, you know, I hate to say it, but stereotypically, there are going to be people who you may refer to as rednecks. There are people like us, though, and there are other, the internet wrestling community, they watch it, and people that listen to the show. So you're not going to get somebody who is a huge football fan all of a sudden be like, oh, well, Raw is giving away $1 million. I'm going to start watching that now.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not going to get that. So I think that a lot of stunts and a lot of stunts that did not work out in his favor.
Yeah, that was a good top five, by the way.
I want to do like different ones. You know, I want to try to do ones that are, you know, off the beaten path.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my top five.
Nice. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.